Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. Joining us today is Dr. Lori Roxa. She's going to talk with us about E. coli 0157.
I'm going to be talking about a patient who presented to our facility with 4 days of bloody diarrhea, and stool studies were ordered by her clinician. As part of the stool culture workup in our lab, multiple culture plates and media are utilized. Each stool study at our institution gets 5% sheet blood agar, a McConkie, an XLD plate, a Campi blood agar, and a sorbitol McConkie, as well as gram-negative broth. It is important to note that every lab has their own protocols for working up diarrhea, and especially bloody diarrhea. Other labs do use different media for isolating Shigella and Salmonella. As I mentioned here, we use XLD, but other media for isolating Shigella and Salmonella include Hectoan enteric agar or Salmonella Shigella agar. Our patient's gram stain revealed gram-negative rods, and her culture showed on the sorbitol McConkie agar a non-fermenting colony. In addition to culture, two separate tests were performed as part of our workup for bloody diarrhea, including a sugar toxin immunochromatography test and a latex agglutination test for E. coli 0157. The sugar toxin test was positive for sugar toxin 2, and the latex agglutination test was positive for E. coli 0157. With a sugar toxin producing E. coli that is a negative sorbitol fermenter and a latex agglutination that was positive for E. coli somatic antigen 0157, we can say at this lab that more than likely this patient was presenting with E. coli 0157. However, after the patient's doctor's appointment, they received a letter in the mail stating they had purchased produce that was contaminated with Listeria. The clinician called our lab and was wondering if this culture could actually be positive for Listeria. We had to inform him that we did not regularly culture for Listeria in stool, and the Listeria is a gram-positive rod, and we were seeing a gram-negative rod that was consistent with E. coli. In addition to E. coli, other bloody diarrhea bacterial agents include Salmonella, Shigella, Campylobacter, Yersinia. In addition, there are other agents including viruses and amoeba that can cause bloody diarrhea. After the initial culture workup, the organism was sent to MicroScan, which is our lab's identification system, and the biotype return is highly suggestive of E. coli 0157. However, due to the nature of E. coli 0157, we needed to send the organism to our state public health lab, which confirms the results of an 0157 case. In addition, they also confirmed the flagellar antigen H7. So what do O and H stand for? O is a somatic antigen, which I had mentioned previously on the latex agglutination, is looking specifically for that somatic antigen. H is a flagellar antigen, and both of the O and the H antigens are used to determine serotypes of E. coli. There are over 170 different O antigen serogroups. E. coli 0157H7 is a reportable agent in our state, which is why it was important that we send this organism to the state lab for identification. E. coli 0157 can be a scary infection for patients because it can progress to hemolytic uremic syndrome, which consists of hemolytic anemia, thrombocytopenia, and renal failure. Shiga toxin play a role in this, and you can determine the likelihood of a patient progressing to hemolytic uremia syndrome based on the Shiga toxin. Shiga toxin 1 is least likely to progress to HUS, but it is also indistinguishable from Shigella dysentery. Shiga toxin 2 is more likely to progress to HUS. Now, just because they have Shiga toxin 1 does not mean they won't go on to HUS, but it is less likely. Treatment for E. coli 0157 is supportive therapy. If you do treat it, it increases the amount of Shiga toxin released. And in kids, it has been shown that treatment of E. coli 0157 increases the risk of having HUS. E. coli 0157 has been linked to multiple outbreaks, including 15 from 2006 to 2014, and some of the products include ready-to-eat salads at Trader Joe's, organic spinach and spring mix, romaine lettuce, cheese, beef, prepackaged cookie dough, and frozen pizza. So while foodborne illness is the most common cause of E. coli 0157, one publication has looked at E. coli 0157 from outbreaks between 1982 and 2002 and found that almost 50% were not directly linked to food products. Our patient that presented with the 0157 at our facility was treated with Cipro initially and did improve without progressing to HUS. There was a recommendation by infectious diseases to take the patient off Cipro as treatment is not recommended for this organism.